Well, joyous tidings. Gary Lineker has resigned, former of the British Broadcasting Corporation, where he's a football commentator for years. Now, in case you don't know, he used to play for Leicester City. Didn't he captain England in the 1980s? I don't know the first thing about footer. Apparently, it involves a ball. He went off to play for some club in Japan in the early 90s. I remember he played for England in the 1990 World Cup, Italia 90. I'm a Republic of Ireland fan, of course. And having said that, I can't name a single one of our players. You know, just because I don't care about sport. So, Lineker, he kept breaching his contract. Okay, he gets the prime job commentating on football on the United Kingdom's main public service broadcaster. But one of the clauses of his contract was to refrain from any contentious utterances, not to give vent to his political prejudices, which he repeatedly did. Now, I don't doubt his moral right to express his opinion. I'm almost a free speech fundamentalist, but it clashed with his contract. And if you can't keep shtum, leave the BBC, which he's finally done. And he got away with many, many breaches, where he's constantly mouthing off why he abominates the Conservative Party, why he believes that the United Kingdom should go against democracy and stay in the European Union. You could believe the European Union is a magnificent thing, and there's some things even I would say in favour of it, but that's incompatible with his contract, and he wasn't even disciplined, and so on. So he'd really crossed the line when he was criticising the state of Israel, when he shared a post on Instagram which depicted Zionism as a rat. Now, Zionism is the belief that Jews are not just a religion, they are a nation, and they ought to have a territory as an independent country. And eventually they settled on Israel, where they lived until about 70 AD, lived there for several centuries prior to that. Not really where they originated, probably originated in Iraq, if you believe the first book of Moses, mentioned the Tigris and the Euphrates. So a rodent. Now, rats, what are the connotations about them? They're verminous, they're vicious, they're filthy, they are pestilential, they will be killed without compunction, they're invidious, nobody likes them, they're to be experimented on, they're vile, okay, and is seen as like synonymous with evil. And so Mr. Lineker said, I recognise the error and upset I've caused, and I reiterate how sorry I am. So the Director General of the BBC, Tim Davies, said that, that Lineker has acknowledged the mistake he's made. So now he lauded Mr. Lineker, saying he is a defining voice in football coverage. I mean, I happen to see clips now and again, but I don't care about his football coverage. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks he's bad at that. He was doing Match of the Day and so on. But he's going to present the Football Association Cup next year and the World Cup next time. It's being co-hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and so on. But he's going to leave Match of the Day, okay, after this Sunday one. And he had a very, very high salary because of all this. But so it's an anti-Semitic trope that Jews are rats, as to dehumanize them. Now, not all Jews are Zionists, some are anti-Zionists. Most Zionists are not Jews. Usually they're Christian evangelicals in the United States who do it really often for Islamophobic reasons. For racist, anti-Arab reasons and things like that. And they're often dehumanizing Arabs. Like, I remember 20 years ago, an Israeli cabinet minister said that the Palestinians were lice, and there have been similar viciously racist things said by many Zionist politicians. Now, I accept the state of Israel as a sovereign state, has a right to exist, all that. I also accept Palestine as a sovereign state, as well over 100 sovereign states recognize it, and for all sorts of other reasons. So it's absolutely right to lambast Israeli policy, which is genocidal, but there's no need to like and choose to rats. And I suppose, I know he did so indirectly, but someone with such a following like him has to be more responsible. I mean, he's only like 60, and he's a very seasoned media operator. So he's become a bit of a hate figure for the right. So that's it. He's leaving now, and the media are following him. So he becomes the stories about him, and he's not simply telling the story for these endless political interventions. And so that some people will be glad that Lineker is leaving the BBC. Because if you want to mouth off your political opinions, that's fine. but you need to leave because that's incompatible with your position. It's just like newsreaders and other journalists working for the British Broadcasting Corporation. They have to keep their views to themselves. It's public service broadcasting, meant to be impartiality. Now they have opinions. All intelligent people do. Remember Andrew Marr made this point. He was their chief political correspondent in the early noughties. But he said, you know, you can't have an automaton do it. An intelligent person is fascinated by politics or whatever, reporting it every day. He or she, of course, is going to formulate views. Now, they may not be that firm. They may be rather centrist. And centrist doesn't make them any more palatable or sensible than those which are outside the centre. But nevertheless, they mustn't vocalise those because it seemed to diminish their trustworthiness as doing their job in an even-handed manner. Now, I know what he was doing was not particularly about politics, particularly Middle Eastern affairs, Gary Lineker. But, you know, it hacked off a lot of people, what he was saying about how illegal immigrants must be welcomed and no action must be taken to expel them and so on. Goodness, that's it. Well, Gary Lineker, he's not my cup of char. Rather, he's gone. I'm very, very glad he's gone. Although, you know, I do laud him for at least raising his voice for Palestinian human rights, given what they're suffering, given this deliberate starvation, these felonious actions by the Netanyahu administration. This premeditated cruelty is absolutely barbaric, what they're doing to the Palestinians on an enormous scale. And I see how strong the case for asylum for the Palestinians is. You look at Ukraine, about 40 million people. Now, how many Ukrainian civilians have been killed in this war? It's about 20,000. Okay, so what is that as a percentage of the Ukrainian population? It's well under 1%. 40 million, 4 million would be 10%, 400,000 would be 1%, 40,000 would be 0.1%. So it's 0.05% maybe. You look at Gaza, now that's only not the whole of Palestine, obviously. There are 2.5 million people at the beginning. So 250,000 would have been 10% of the population killed. 25,000 is 1% of the population. Over 53,000 have been killed. So it's over 2% of the population have been killed. It's about 6% have been wounded. Bear in mind, some have been allowed to leave. I mean, of those who are still in the country, it's almost 3% have been killed, often willfully murdered, killed with malice aforethought, knowing that they are civilians, singling them out, killing them, deliberately targeting hospitals, clinics, schools, and so on. And then other malicious, totally gratuitous actions, closing a United Nations school in Jerusalem. It's not even the combat zone. Constant kidnappings, beatings, humiliations. Is it really inhumane? It's just sadistic what the Israeli government and the Israeli Defense Forces are doing. And I know not every Israeli soldier will be a bad person. And I know there's some Israeli people who are morally upstanding and who recognize that what's being done in their name is savage. Now, I know Hamas is bad. I know Hamas has willfully murdered Jewish people simply for being Jewish people. And that is detestable. No one should be mistreated on the grounds of his or her race, faith, nationality, ethnicity, colour, and so forth. That ought to go without saying. All right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate your PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.